is if we look at the long-term averages, there are still a lot of things real close to records, even if they aren't at new records.
According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs are mostly steady. Feeder pigs are $2 per head lower. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $29.85, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $43. For all the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis, mourning the death of Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. The longtime lawmaker spent decades in office fighting for various causes, including those protesting the war in Gaza on college campuses earlier this year. Here's the late Congresswoman previously on the House floor.
Those who feel that they are not respected, who have come from the Mideast and believe that people do not respect them. Yes, you are. This is America. We believe in free speech.
Congresswoman Lee had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She was 74. Former President Trump holds his first rally since last weekend's assassination attempt, appearing with his newly announced running mate, J.D. Vance, later today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Meantime, President Biden continues to face growing calls to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Now, sources tell ABC News Biden is now open to discussions over dropping out. This is ABC News. Chinese authorities say at least 11 people have died and 30 are missing in the partial collapse of a highway bridge in northwest China. Heavy storms and flooding appear to be the cause there, and in southwest China, dozens of houses were destroyed by storms. Evan Gerskovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia for months, was sentenced Friday to more than a decade and a half in a Russian penal colony.
Evan was on assignment when he was detained and accused of passing information to the CIA. He's the first American journalist arrested for spying in Russia since the Cold War. In a statement, the Wall Street Journal saying Evan has spent 478 days in prison, wrongfully detained, away from his family and friends, prevented from reporting, all for doing his job as a journalist.
ABC's James Longman. The U.S. is still trying to broker Gerskovich's release. Federal judge has delayed Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in all public school classrooms until at least November, while legal challenges play out. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Overall, looks like another pleasant midsummer day here across southwest Wisconsin with some sunshine and mild temperatures. There's currently a batch of rain out in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. The heart of that system staying off to the southwest of us today. And a cool front stretching from northern Minnesota to upper Michigan that will be pushing southward, causing some scattered showers and storms later this afternoon in northern Wisconsin. The remnants of that system should arrive here tomorrow and bring us a chance of a couple of showers. There's going to be an upper-level low-pressure area swirling across the Midwest for the first half of the work week, giving us a daily chance of a couple of showers. Overall rain totals look to stay fairly light, probably about a quarter inch or half inch at most throughout the week. So certainly nothing that would aggravate any flooding. And we're not expecting any severe weather for the most part with this either. Temperatures will be relatively seasonal for most of the week. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny, high near 81. West to southwest wind 3 to 6. Partly cloudy tonight with an isolated shower possible early, mainly in the northwest part of the region. Low temperature about 60. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon, high at 81 degrees, wind out of the east-northeast close to 5. Sunday night, spotty showers early, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low at 61. On Monday, variably cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, high near 81 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms likely, low 62 with a high of 82. Wednesday, still some passing showers or storms, otherwise patchy sunshine, high near 81. Thursday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high 83. And Friday, partly cloudy and warm with a high near 86. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Our current temperature of 59 degrees is so far our morning low, following a high yesterday of 80. The record high in 1983 was 97, the record low 45 from 1965. 1 year ago, 78 was the high, 62 the low. The sun will set today at 8:36, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:40. The barometric pressure's on the rise at 30.12. We have mostly cloudy conditions with some light fog being reported throughout the area. The air is calm and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. And speaking of yesterday, our high was 80. Our morning low and our current temperature is the same. Under mostly cloudy skies with light fog, we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The Home Talent Baseball schedule is down to the final weekend of the regular season. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for a special broadcast coming up Sunday from the Cazenovia Celebration. The Cazenovia Reds will take on Wanakee, and we'll have the game on the radio Sunday, beginning with a pregame at 1:40, first pitch time at 2 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's Home Talent Baseball, Sunday live from Cazenovia.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus, 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The Milwaukee Brewers play the Minnesota Twins this weekend after Willy Adames went off on a four-hit game last Sunday. Minnesota's 27-18 at home and 54-42 overall. They have a 22-6 record in games when they did not allow a home run. Milwaukee is just 26-25 on the road, but they are 55-42 overall. Brewer hitters have a collective 333 percentage for on base, the highest in the majors. The teams square off today for the third time this season. Willy Adames leads the Brewers with 15 home runs while slugging 430. Sal Frelick is 11 for 36 with three doubles, a triple, and three runs knocked in over the last 10 games. The injury bug has bitten the Brewers again. The team is losing promising reliever Abner Uribe following knee surgery. Uribe made the announcement official on social media while saying he's focusing on 2025. He hasn't pitched since early May, and he didn't pitch well then. Uribe had an ERA of nearly 7 while pitching in 14 games after a standout 2023 rookie season where he shined. Milwaukee now has four pitchers out for the next year with injuries: Uribe, Robert Gasser, Wade Miley, and Brandon Woodruff. Although most teams resume play after the All-Star break last night, the Brewers, they don't get going until they head to Minnesota tonight. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound. The Milwaukee Bucks are getting a lot of credit for pulling off a steal by signing guard Gary Trent Jr. to a one-year deal. He had started the free agent signing period seeking $25 million per year. Now he will play in Milwaukee for a season for a little over one-tenth of that. Sportsnet analyst Blake Murphy says the two main reasons for the surprising decision are that he wanted a reunion with former Trailblazers teammate Damian Lillard, and he wanted a shot at winning an NBA title. It's a good marriage. Trent has an eight-year pro career of shooting nearly 39% on three-pointers. He should get a lot of open looks with the Bucks. Former Packer wide receiver Randall Cobb is moving his game to the broadcast booth. Now, Cobb isn't officially saying that he's retiring from the NFL, but he has signed a deal with the SEC Network to be a studio analyst for college football. He ranks fifth in Green Bay franchise history with 532 pass receptions. He scored 58 touchdowns during his career. Cobb is one of the quarterback Aaron Rodgers' best friends. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and comfortable conditions. Today will top off at 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower in the evening with a low near 60. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 81. Sunday night, spotty showers early, partly cloudy, patchy fog, overnight a low near 61. And Monday, variably cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, back to the work week, a high on Monday near 81.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
To get the paper that I never read, 'cause I know she'll be there barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile, and when she says thank you, I tell her that she's welcome, like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night, I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she desires. night. I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, you don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's a great memory from Mark McGuinn, Mrs. Steven Rudy. 6:16 as we work on through your Saturday morning, July 20th get-together. We're down to 59. We have been as warm as 64, and we're at our morning low. Hey, if you're traveling, be aware there may be some fog wherever you are today, some being reported. Right now, it's Little Texas as we move to 6:30 in news time. Lots of great country between now and then. God bless Texas.
God bless Texas.
It's a summertime music festival memory.
Star Spangled Celebration.
On Civic Media from WRCO-FM.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it. This week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You have 2 days left for the amazing sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Save up to 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including name brands at great prices. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's in Richland Center now through tomorrow. Only at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square. Open today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., tomorrow 10 to 3.
Choose Mr. G's.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents. Vinyl records for $1. CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Come and shop where your dollars go further and also help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
6:27 as we work through your Saturday. News, weather, and sports coming your way at 6:30. 7 o'clock ABC News. 7:20, a look at this week in entertainment history. And birthdays and anniversaries coming your way at 7:30. Here's Phil Vassar with Carlene.
I was loudly admired, a failed historian. Carlene was valedictorian. I was Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 6:30 is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement, a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker, and by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y-Connect Wireless. From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Haas. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee teen is accused of stealing an SUV from the Trump campaign. A criminal complaint says 17-year-old Charles Lucas entered a valet room at the Pfister Hotel early last Saturday and forced open the valet key box. He took the keys of a Chevy Tahoe assigned to the Trump campaign advance team and drove off. The Tahoe was later found at a Milwaukee Walmart, and he was arrested inside the store. He's charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal damage to property. Several people were injured in a crash involving a school bus in Racine County on Thursday. 10 children and one adult were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries following a noon-hour collision with a minivan. The bus was carrying 51 people to a summer camp event. No one in the minivan was hurt. Some of the uninjured children were taken from the scene by another bus. Others were picked up by their parents. The Racine County Sheriff's Office continues its investigation. The state of Wisconsin achieved new record highs for employment and total non-farm jobs during June. That according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The new record for total employment released by the DWD breaks the record announced last month for May data. Preliminary employment estimates for June showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at just 2.9%, which is more than a full percentage point below the national rate of 4.1% in June. The state's labor force participation rate was 65.5% in June. The national rate was 62.5%. Pilots from all over the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's Air Venture. A private pilot headed in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
EAA Air Venture 2024 kicks off at Whitman Field and the EAA grounds on Monday. It will last through July 28th. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension, in cooperation with the UW-Madison Animal and Dairy Science Department, will be hosting an in-person Beef Cross dairy-focused workshop on Thursday, August 1st in Lancaster. The workshop will provide Wisconsin's dairy producers and cattle feeders with research-based information on nutrition, feedlot management, and carcass composition for beef cross dairy crossbred cattle. The featured speaker will be Jared Jaborik, beef seedlot systems educator with Michigan State University, who has conducted research on beef cross dairy crossbred cattle. Now, other topics will cover research at UW-Madison with cooperating farms spanning from conception to consumption of BeefX dairy crossbreds. The workshop will be held at the Eckstein Building at the Grant County Fairgrounds. Pre-registration by Monday, July 22nd is required. You can register at go.wisc.edu/J209S7. The workshops start with registration at 5:15. The program gets underway at 6. Food and refreshments will be available for pre-registered attendees.
Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of Major General retired Gerald David Jerry Slack, who died May 18th at the age of 78. The Casanova celebration is going on today and tomorrow. Today is full of activities, including a pancake breakfast, 5K craft and vendor fair, 3-on-3 basketball tournament, cornhole competition, a raft race, Casanova Legion baseball, and fireworks, along with Cougar Wagon Live from 8 to midnight. Sunday's parade's at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, Kids Pedal Pool, and more. And the annual Boaz Fun Day celebration is going on today and tomorrow. You can get an early start today with the Boaz Lions Pancake Breakfast, which gets underway at 7 o'clock. The softball tournament resumes at 8. Tractor pulls at 10 a.m. Live music by Donnie Razek begins at 8, followed by fireworks at dusk tonight. Boaz Fun Days, featuring entertainment for the whole family and food for purchase, will be held today through tomorrow. That's at Boaz Park. Please, no carry-ins.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and comfortable conditions. Today will top off at 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower in the evening with a low near 60. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 81. Sunday night, spotty showers early, partly cloudy, patchy fog, overnight a low near 61. And Monday, variably cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, back to the work week, a high on Monday near 81.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift houseperson. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201. Or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Good morning. Time for a sports report brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The Milwaukee Brewers play the Minnesota Twins this weekend after Willy Adames went off on a four-hit game last Sunday. Minnesota's 27-18 at home and 54-42 overall. They have a 22-6 record in games when they did not allow a home run.
Milwaukee is just 26-25 on the road, but they are 55-42 overall. Brewer hitters have a collective .333 percentage for on base, the highest in the majors. The teams square off today for the third time this season. Willy Adames leads the Brewers with 15 home runs while slugging .430. Sal Frelick is 11-36 with 3 doubles, a triple, and 3 runs knocked in over the last 10 games. The injury bug has bitten the Brewers again. The team is losing promising reliever Abner Uribe following knee surgery. Uribe made the announcement official on social media while saying he's focusing on 2025. He hasn't pitched since early May, and he didn't pitch well then. Uribe had an ERA of nearly 7 while pitching in 14 games after a standout 2023 rookie season where he shined. Milwaukee now has 4 pitchers out for the next year with injuries: Uribe, Robert Gansner, Wade Miley, and Brandon Woodruff. Although most teams resume play after the All-Star break last night, the Brewers, they don't get going until they head to Minnesota tonight. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound. The Milwaukee Bucks are getting a lot of credit for pulling off a steal by signing guard Gary Trent Jr. to a one-year deal. He had started the free agent signing period seeking $25 million per year. Now he will play in Milwaukee for a season for a little over one-tenth of that. Sportsnet analyst Blake Murphy says the two main reasons for the surprising decision are that he wanted a reunion with former Trailblazers teammate Damian Lillard, and he wanted a shot at winning an NBA title. It's a good marriage. Trent has an 8-year pro career of shooting nearly 39% on three-pointers. He should get a lot of open looks with the Bucks. Former Packer wide receiver Randall Cobb is moving his game to the broadcast booth. Now, Cobb isn't officially saying that he's retiring from the NFL, but he has signed a deal with the SEC Network to be a studio analyst for college football. He ranks 5th in Green Bay franchise history with 532 pass receptions. He scored 58 touchdowns during his career. Cobb is one of the quarterback Aaron Rodgers' best friends. Tim Lester has had nearly 6 months to come up with a potential fix for the stagnant Iowa offense, but the key for the Hawkeyes' new offensive coordinator might be just having a healthy starting quarterback. That should be Cade McNamara, who started 5 games a season ago before a knee injury and subsequent surgery sidelined him for the remainder of the year. It's why McNamara made sure to emphasize on Tuesday that he is 100% healthy during summer workouts as he and the rest of the Hawkeyes go through the process of learning Lester's new offense. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements will continue through the 2025 season despite the league's breakup. Among other things, it means Oregon State and Washington State, the two remaining Pac-12 schools after the conference collapsed in realignment a summer ago, will retain their postseason opportunities. The league has worked with the ACC, Big 12, and Big 10 conferences on the agreements for the Holiday Bowl, Independence Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl, LA Bowl, Sun Bowl, Alamo Bowl, and the ESPN Bowl Pool. Shane Lowry has the British Open lead at the Royal Troon after 69 on a wild day at Royal Troon. Lowry's big adventure was a double bogey on the 11th hole yesterday. He settled himself and made a pair of birdies, and that was at the finish. Then he leads by 2 over Daniel Brown and Justin Rose. But the day was best marked by a bunch of messes. Justin Thomas shot 45 on the front 9. Robert McIntyre had 2 triple bogeys through 4 holes. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy missed the cut. Scottie Scheffler was among 5 players within 5 shots of the lead. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Make of a Terry Clark original with Ashley McBride. Had a chance to see Terry Clark many, many, many years ago. The Georgia Palooza tour that rolled through St. Louis. Man, she sounds as good today as she did way back then. Hey, folks, don't go anywhere.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Looking for unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents, vinyl records for a dollar, CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Come and shop where your dollars go further and also help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Monster Trucks and more, plus all-new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass and the best seat. Get tickets at MonsterTruckTour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Ride in a rail, Monster Truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Hey, don't forget, going on this weekend, you can head out to Boaz for the Boaz Fun Days, also the Casanova Celebration. Both events going on today and tomorrow. You can stop at one, head over the hill, hit the other one. 6:52 as we move to 7 o'clock in an ABC News update. Here's Andy Griggs on RCO.
Seem like a little too much to handle. If I like an angel on Judgment Day. If I burn like the sparks from a Roman candle. Oh, baby, you made me that way. If my heart starts to pound like a bass drum drumming. Like the beat when an old song record plays. Train is coming. Oh,
It's a summertime music festival memory.
Star Spangled Celebration.
On Civic Media from WRCO-FM. Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM.